See, when you work together.
No, because you tried to throw it off.
And no, I'm serious.
Stupid head was going. You made it. It's a Friday morning. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, how's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
15 degrees right now. Feels like 3. Although it doesn't feel that bad.
Well, there's no wind.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. That's what gets you. The winders will get you. It is currently snowing, at least where we are. The roads aren't fantastic. At least they weren't early this morning, so be careful going in. We are still under another winter weather advisory until 10 a.m., and it is now official.
What's that?
41 straight days where we've gotten snow.
Goddamn.
41 straight.
Just been consistently, every now and then when you look out the window, there's snow coming down.
41 straight days. Hmm. 41 straight.
That sounds biblical. Right?
I don't remember the Bible story with snow.
What was the flood? 42nd day.
40 days. We beat the flood.
What?
Was it 40 days with Noah?
No, Moses was in the desert for 40 days.
What was the flood?
Flood was a lot of days.
Was just like one day.
Was there a number of days the flood was going?
You know the Bible better than me. You
I know. Bro.
I didn't pay attention when I went to Christian school.
The flood lasted for 40 days.
Look at you.
40 days, 40 days, 40 nights.
You know more than I do. See,
they must have just stuck with 40 in the Bible, right?
Like
40
like
days
base.
In a desert.
Yeah. What's that mean, man?
And
we've hit 41.
Maybe 40's our lucky number.
Doesn't seem pretty lucky when you get stuck in the desert and the world wipes out humanity except
for
two
lucky
people.
For Noah. I mean, at least he had a boat.
Getting off of theology this morning. Kimmy, I think you're going to be able to help me with this more than Tommy is.
Are you sure?
I think so. Okay. I think so. Because you've experienced this as a child. So yesterday, I'm sitting around my house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my wife and I were like two ships passing. In the
schedule. Busy.
So all of a sudden, my doorbell starts ringing. And little girl starts showing up at my house.
Right.
So I got my 12-year-old. Her friends are here. And not like friends in the neighborhood. Like friends she goes to school with.
Okay,
like,
so these are from points all over.
You got it. Yeah. All points east and west, 40 days in the desert. So my wife told my daughter she could have a sleepover last night and did not inform me in any way.
Okay.
So I'm finding out as these children are showing up at my house that we are having a sleepover.
Okay. Surprise.
Mom approved.
Yes. And that's fine. I mean, no big deal. But a little heads up would be nice.
Well, yeah.
So also my mother-in-law.
Because I think you got to have like a pile of food. If you have kids coming over.
Well, that's just it.
Well, yeah, they're going to raid your snacks.
Yeah, we didn't have any food in the house. It's been February break.
Mm. Yeah, but they got to be like locusts.
They eat everything. So because we don't have the food, my wife is going to take my daughter, and my mother-in-law's in town. She wants to watch my daughter skate. They're going to go to hockey practice last night. So my wife informs me as she gets home for the 20 minutes she's home, you are responsible for the 5 little girls plus our daughter who are in the house.
Pizza it is.
Yeah, so that's it.
Always a go-to, right?
Yeah.
Call for pizza. And then we didn't have any groceries in the house, but I can't leave to go to the grocery store because I got a bunch of 12-year-old girls in my house. I'm the only one here. So I had to do an Instacart, the delivery, right? Okay, so we do that whole thing. And, you know, the weather was really bad last night. I felt bad, but I had no choice. But that delayed everything, which is fine. I understand. But my daughter did not understand. Mm. So she's texting her mother saying that I'm trying to starve her out last night. And, of course, my wife, the delivery guy for the groceries, and the pizza guy all try to pull in my driveway at the same time.
Just
times out where they all get there at the same time.
Pizza, snacks, and wife.
And wife and hockey gear. So it was it's been complete chaos from the moment the girls walked in the door. How, Kimmy, do 12-year-old girls have the ability to scream at the top of their lungs for 14 hours straight? It has been nothing but screaming in my house.
Fun.
Okay.
Is it practice for marriage? So you know you have the lung capacity to just bully your husband for like the next 50 years.
Yeah, who wants to have any fun at a sleepover?
No, look. I am trying to, I get it. And I want my daughter to be happy and her friends are great.
Yeah, you don't want to be like the rules house.
You don't want to be dick dad.
You got it. Yeah, I'm not being that.
Yeah. We all knew those parents.
So like they're hanging out in the basement all night, right? They're sleeping down there. That's where they're all having fun and partying and everything, right? And every time they would come up from the basement, and I would be there, I would put the face on, like, hey, all right, great, cool, everyone's having fun.
Go back downstairs.
No, but, like, the second Kimmy, that door closed, it's like, oh. So this, you know, I go to, my wife comes home from hockey, I get all the groceries in, pizza's out. I look at her, like, okay, I'm going to bed.
Right.
Nobody talk to me. I'm out of here. So I'm laying in my bed, and, you know, I can hear The vent is directly into the basement.
So it's coming straight up. Yeah. Liked that though because they could hear everything we were talking about.
Great call. You're not wrong.
It's like a secret spy tunnel.
You're not wrong. However, when you're trying to go to sleep, when you get up at 2:30 in the morning,
it's got to suck.
Yeah. Right. So then I get up this morning, you know, shower, all that stuff. You know, 3 o'clock, come downstairs. They're still wide awake.
Oh, yeah.
So they've been up all night.
All night. They're wide awake. They're screaming. They're running around.
So when do they finally crash?
I don't know. I mean, after.
Never.
Pizza and sugar wears off.
Tomorrow night, yeah.
After, I mean, Kimmy, I mean, we had sleepovers as boys. Mm-hmm. And even every once in a while, we would stay up, right?
Yeah.
But it wasn't the chaos that is a girl's sleepover.
Oh, we can find stuff to do for hours.
How the hell? What are you doing? How do you
know.
Have the energy? What the hell is wrong with you people?
I long for those days. Like, those were, like, the best times of your childhood. And it was always, like, you waited for, like, the first person. You didn't want to fall asleep because you didn't want to be the first person to fall asleep because then you got messed with.
Okay, I don't think you know what mess with is. I love this girl over here. We're going to mess with you. We're going to put makeup on your forehead. Like, you know the amount of dudes.
Well, that would have been an improvement.
You know the amount of dudes' genitals that ended up on other dudes while they were sleeping?
Yeah, we don't do that.
You know that's the truth. Oh, don't you make a face. You had pee fights. You shut up over there.
He didn't
there.
Get invited to
but
any
that was
sleepovers.
In a military school. We were serving our country at the time.
Government
proud to serve.
Genital pee fights.
Yeah, so we had those J.O. contests.
For God's sakes, man.
What do you want from
I
me?
Love how you make a face like I went too far, and then you come back with J.O. contests.
We had that Splooey contest.
No, man.
That's what the winner said. Kid win $30.
Like, I don't get it.
And a tissue. It was the golden tissue. We passed it around the dorm.
I believe that. So, like, you know, I was able to sleep.
Right.
And I'm waking up exhausted.
Yeah.
These kids have been up all day yesterday, all night last night, and they're like, they sound like they're running a marathon.
To have that kind of energy, I would give for it.
No, you're not kidding, man. Whoever figures how to bottle that and put it in a shot and stick it in people's arms will be a gajillionaire. Gajillionaire. So, like, here's the thing. I know I'm going to get home from work today, and they're still going to be going.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe they get a nap in. Like,
wait, so when do they leave your house?
That's a great question.
I mean, they hang out all day?
I don't know. I know nothing.
Because I would think at this point, when you put that many girls together, there's going to be fights. I mean, I'm not putting anybody down. It's just the law of averages. Somebody's going to be pissed off.
So I think that she's young enough. She's 12.
Yeah.
Where we haven't hit that spot yet.
Okay.
Like my oldest, you're right. She's 14.
I don't like her anymore.
Well, yeah, you put 5-6 girls in a room.
You put five any women in a room. One of them's not going to like the. One of them's going to be on the outs.
You didn't spend a lot of time around girls when you were younger, did you?
I had a sister.
Yeah, but you didn't talk to her. You only lived with her and then heard her having sex with
her. Here's what's so weird.
You had a weird relationship there.
We did. I don't remember my sister ever having sleepovers at our house.
Really?
Yeah. Because I'm pretty sure my parents, my father.
Yeah.
Was like, get him out of here.
Well, did she go to other people's houses?
Probably, but I was little, but I don't remember like having like that around the house. So I'm guessing
was that
my
like a more recent thing? Like I don't like did people have sleepovers when you were a kid?
Did you see the movie Grease, the documentary? They had a sleepover.
I don't know. I don't remember. No.
I mean, let's be real though. Knowing your dad, it's probably a good thing that nobody.
Oh
has
yeah.
Two five GW CMF. I wake up from my nap yesterday to find out that there are going to be 5 girls spending the house.
God, that just sounds like a living hell.
I mean, here's the thing. The kids, they're all sweet kids.
I understand, but still, it's too much.
But I know.
As a parent, though, does it bring you more comfort that they're at your house and your daughter's not away at somebody else's house?
Well, no. Like, all these parents are great. I've known these parents for a while. So, like, I trust all of them.
Yeah. Okay, so you'd rather be somewhere else?
Oh, yeah, get out of my house.
Okay. You're just overwhelmed.
I don't even know. You don't have kids. What are you talking about?
He's got a dog that he has to watch.
And it's so funny you bring that up.
Wow.
I love dogs.
Yeah.
Right? But I wouldn't want to be stuck in a house with 5 dogs all night.
Oh, my God.
Because they would drive me nuts. Like, it's just too much of any. And I love dogs. I love children. Little girls, fine. It's just too much.
Okay, Miss Hannigan. Bro, I don't think you're saying what you think you know you're saying.
It's too much.
Okay.
I mean, I don't think anybody would go, oh, wow, I got 5 kids in my house. This is going to be great.
No, I know parents that would do that. I mean, Kimmy, you remember those moms.
I mean, my dad, if ever we wanted to do something like that, we always asked dad first because dad always said yes. And he would like set stuff up for activities.
So that was
he also wanted to participate.
Oh. That was the other weird thing, and I didn't mean to cut you off. No, I'm sorry. Like, normally, my daughters know the same thing. Like, as stressful as it is, I want them to
have a go.
Yeah, have their thing. And, you know, I understand that you're only young for a while, and I appreciate.
Thank God.
Okay. So here's the thing. Like, they normally come to me and say, can we have a sleepover? And I'll be the one that's like, all right, I'll try and negotiate with your mother. The fact that she went to her mom first and mom approved it, gave the Pope's blessing.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell happened there. It was all a very
I'm supposed to be the yes parent.
Yes, exactly. I'm the one that says yes. Mom's
but
no.
You got boxed out this time.
Which is fine. Yeah. I mean, it's like, it is what it is. I don't understand what happened.
Are you also on breakfast duty then this morning? When they wake up, are you going to have something ready to go?
Well, no. So my
today they're... Yeah, so
yeah, I mean, I'm here.
True, by the time you go.
So,
home.
Yeah, that would be pretty
bad.
Oh,
the mother-in-law can go.
Well, my mother-in-law's there, my sister will be there, and my wife will be there.
Oh, this kid's got, it's like being on a cruise.
No, you want to talk about being on a cruise? You know what's happening? So, my niece is also coming over.
Right.
She's around the same age. So, my sister is coming over, and they're going to make waffles with a waffle maker.
That just sounds, when I hear that, I go, that just sounds like it's going to be a mess.
You're so fun. What a fun time
it's fun.
You are.
You know why it's fun for you?
I don't even want to bother with the waffles.
Miss,
too much
I never
mess.
Cleaned anything up in my life.
What are you talking about? I clean all the time. I told
so
you I'm
cleaned
a clean
up,
freak.
But when your friends came over, you cleaned up the house?
When my friends came over? Probably not as a kid.
No, that's what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
Waffles are great. Burnt crap all over
These
the place.
These kids are making a mess and there's too many waffles. Like, God. You are like the killer of fun.
I'm the killer if I don't want to be touching syrup all goddamn day. Sticky ass kid,
bro. It's so over the top too. Like I don't know,
sugar.
I don't know if this is girl sleepovers between girls and boys. Because when I was a kid, it was like you ordered the pizza, and then breakfast was whatever pizza was left over.
Right.
Like that's how boys sleepovers went. Last night, I get a list of what I have to get for breakfast, and it's so my sister has the waffle maker.
So waffles and what else?
Well, so they're doing just waffles, but I need accessories for the waffles. So
you got like a waffle iron?
She's got a waffle iron, apparently, that she's bringing over. I need to get the waffle batter, a specific kind of waffle batter.
Does this sound like fun?
Oh, it gets worse.
As a kid, yes.
How about a goddamn ego?
It's for the kids.
It gets worse.
For the kids.
No, but Kimmy, it's this is too much. It's too much. What is this, a continental breakfast?
Oh, now you're anti-waffle guy?
Look, I love waffles. I don't love six people eating waffles.
You don't get that much at a Hampton's Inn.
Thank you.
Look
or
at
a Hampton
you're siding
Inn.
With right well, now. A man in a turtleneck.
Look, I'm with him in the waffle department because I need to get the waffle mix. I need to get whipped cream. Berries.
Well, if you're
going to
do
chips.
Waffles, you do the whole waffle thing.
No, it's this ain't Mother's Day brunch, man. Like, why don't we just get bagels?
Chocolate
I mean,
fountain.
Bagels would
Thank
probably
you.
Be fine. It's just, but you're the one going above and beyond.
Oh, you want the worst part?
Right.
We had four bagels left in a bag, right? That we have. So I go, all right, I'm trying to tell my daughter, Claire, I'm like, you're working through things. I go, we got four bagels. She goes, yeah, but those are like 2 days old. Shut up. You know, we were buying bagels 3 days old when I was your age. That's when I got my hands on. So, yeah, I don't. And it's,
I wouldn't want to go home today.
I'm hoping that by the time I get home, everything is clear.
Yeah, they cleared out.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you can't stay up all night and keep going, right?
I would think. I just leave.
There's always that one kid that's like around till
Lingers.
2, right? You know what I mean? Like, mom's got something
Doesn't
going on
get
that
it.
Day. Well,
yeah.
no, it's just,
just like, yeah.
Parent schedules don't work out.
Especially like when they're on break.
Yeah. And then like, your kid's tired. So like now you end up like sitting like on the other side of the couch of this kid and you have nothing to say to each other. But you got to be like, hey, how's school? How are your parents? What's going on with volleyball?
Yeah, how long can you do that?
As long as it takes, man.
Does it still work the same way where like you called your parents when you're ready to come home or do the parents just show up when they're ready?
It seems to be the second one.
Yeah.
And like parents now are very conscious of each other's schedules.
Okay.
Right? Because you don't want to be that parent that just leaves your kid all day.
Yeah.
Right? But yeah, unless there's like something that happens, it's parental contact, not kid to parent contact. Which is funny because they got cell phones now. They could do that if they want.
Yeah. Like I just remember it was always just, I guess I'll call my mom now.
Yeah. You know the worst part?
This all sounds terrible. What's left?
There's going to be so many kids in my house because not only am I going to have the kids that have showed up, I got my oldest daughter, my sister coming over to make the waffles. She's got four kids of her own. There's not going to be any waffles for me when I get home.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you can't eat them anyway.
You don't eat anyway.
I would have a bite of a waffle. I would have a bite of a waffle.
Isn't a bite like a tease, though?
Yeah, that would be like a floodgate.
Yeah. I don't think I could eat just one bite of a waffle.
You're cramming waffles.
Topless on the floor, whipped cream all over your nipples.
Just eating a batter after a while.
The goal is to stay healthy.
Yeah.
And to stay healthy, you got to get out and move around a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But, we only have so much time.
Okay.
So everybody is looking for the easiest thing in the shortest amount of time that will give you the best health benefit.
This sounds great.
Right? I mean, nobody wants to spend 2 hours in a gym every day.
Mm-hmm.
We may have found that exact thing.
Wow.
Make your heart nice and strong, whether you're 25 or 75.
It's a miracle.
The only problem is...
What's that?
Other people would see you doing this.
How embarrassing is it?
I'm going to let you decide.
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy, are you familiar with Nordic walking?
Well, is it like that Nordic track thing they used to sell on TV?
Kind of.
Because it was like two sticks and like a pulley system. You just like, it was like slides, but you put your feet in.
It was kind of there to like replicate cross country
skiing. Yes. Okay. So it's
so this is Nordic walking.
Nordic walking. You take the skis away and you walk with two poles.
Okay, you see this a lot in Pittsburgh.
I bet you do.
A ton.
I bet you do.
I always thought when I saw people doing that, it was because they had like some health condition where it was hard for them to walk.
You usually see
the
older people do it. I've never seen a young person.
Like they had
a
bad back or something.
Okay, no, that's not the case. Mm. So a recent study showed Nordic walking, for whatever reason, is the most efficient way to fight off the most common form of heart disease in the United States.
Why don't you just walk? Well, why would I need the sticks?
I guess you're using your arms, too.
She nailed it. Doctors aren't entirely sure why. They think it's the upper body work, which I don't think you're getting. I mean, you're just walking with sticks.
I know.
But incorporating the arms with the walking.
Get the circulation going.
Does something for your heart. And they suggest that as long as you're healthy enough, whether you're 25, 75, 105, that if you want a nice, strong heart, that Nordic walking is the best thing you can do for your health.
Okay.
You in?
Well, I walk.
No. Nordic walk.
With the sticks?
Yeah.
I think it looks stupid.
Okay. I mean, it definitely looks stupid.
Yes.
But I'm telling you
It looks like you can't, like Kimmy's playing, it looks like, look at that poor bastard. He probably got some kind of condition.
He's struggling.
Like he just got a hip replaced or something. Yeah. Or you got like even something worse.
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Look, these doctors are telling people this is
Nordic walk.
Yes, it's the best thing you can do for your heart.
All right.
So if.
But look at all those Norwegians. They all look good.
Have we seen a Norwegian in person?
We got Norwegians around here.
Who?
Do we?
Dude, name one friend from Norway we have.
She's
Scandinavian.
Same thing. It's all Norway. It's all Nordic.
Wait, Swedish?
Yeah, Scandinavian.
Isn't that all of them? Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
We literally work with a Scandinavian woman.
Okay, but
she's tall and blonde.
Not Norwegian.
Removed like generations. It's not like
no, but it's in your blood.
Sure.
What are you talking?
I don't know.
You're mountain people.
All right, so like, but here's the thing, Tommy.
What?
You completely altered your life because you were afraid of dying.
Yeah.
You lost all that weight. You only eat fennel. You brag about it all the time. So for you to sit here and say, I'm afraid of looking stupid, as you sit next to two plastic bags that you rinse out on a daily basis full of cherry tomatoes and carrots, those things don't really add up. Because you already look pretty stupid. I forgot the celery, bag of celery.
It's the stick part.
Okay.
You look like an invalid. That's a word.
How many years to your life would you have to add for you to start Nordic walking right now?
All right,
now?
I'm 66.
Yeah.
All right. So I'll be 66. Yeah. So you'd have to at least give me to 86.
Okay.
If you tell me, here's some sticks, you don't have to change nothing, but the sticks in your hands, I'll give you 86. I would take that.
Okay, well, how do you know that's not the case?
Because there's nobody telling me that.
The doctors are saying this is great for your heart.
I mean, I get my steps every day.
No, again, the steps are great. They're not doing what the sticks are doing.
They're not Nordic steps.
Exactly.
What would be more embarrassing to you, walking with the sticks or walking with, like, 1 pound weights in your hand?
Oh, those heavy hands?
Because I've seen people do that, too.
Yeah, you'll see people all around Pittsburgh with those things, too. Or those, like, little pink weights.
Question. Is running with the weights embarrassing?
Well, you're outside with dumbbells, basically. It's a little weird.
Like
you're
a
not
power
in
walker.
Prison.
Okay.
You shouldn't be lifting weights outside unless you're in Attica.
Do you run with weights?
When I was training for that fight, I ran with weights. Is that
with
the 2 pound weights
in your hands?
Yeah, no, on my dong. Yeah, in my hands. I didn't even think that was a bad. Was that embarrassing?
It looks a little funny.
I didn't even think about.
Yeah, well, kinda.
Okay, Kimmy.
Yeah.
How many years would you have to add on your life guaranteed for you to get in on Nordic?
She's gonna go long. These dopers go forever.
It depends on where I'm doing it, because if I'm like in the woods, like going for a walk, I don't mind having the poles.
Neighborhood
is where I like. If there's a sidewalk, there's no rough terrain where I need the poles.
Yeah.
I think you'd have to add on at least 5 years.
So 5 years.
Yeah.
If you could be guaranteed
five
years,
I would
years,
do it.
You would
go if somebody could guarantee.
No, it is funny. Like you bring up how, again, 252 WCMF, a new study shows Nordic walking, that is walking with ski poles, is for some reason the best thing you can do for your heart. They say it fights off from ages, 25 all the way up to 105. It
fights cancer, everything.
No.
It does. They say if you exercise, you live longer, even if you had like cancer.
They're saying this specific exercise fights off the most common form of heart disease in the United States. There are other things, like you said, with Pittsburgh that you see people do where they have no shame. They're just outside doing their thing. You're not envious of those people?
Kind of.
The recumbent bicyclist, the unicyclist?
The guy on the bicycle always look like, they look like such doofuses. They just do, man.
Those things are expensive.
I'm sure they are.
You're talking about just regular bikes.
I'm talking about the one where the old man's sitting down where he's pedaling with his feet up like that, and he's got like rear view mirrors and stuff. It doesn't even look like exercise.
I don't know. It looks like a nice, it looks more comfortable though than if you're on a regular bicycle.
That it does. But like, they're annoying on in the canal because they just take up so much space.
Oh my God, Nick, could you sound like more of an old man? I'm walking here with my dog, and you're over here recumbent bicycling.
It's like an old man go kart.
So you know, I'm going to the gym today, the boxing gym.
Are you working out?
Shut up. My trainer, who I've known since I was 13, Dom, swears by
what's that?
Snowshoeing.
Oh, I know somebody that's doing that right now, actually.
But that's probably a ton of exercise because it's. Just the weight on your feet, right?
But like,
and going through heavy snow.
In the winter, like 5-6 days a week, he would go snowshoeing when there's snow. And that's another one of those things.
But also,
where,
if you buy snowshoes, you got to put them to use.
Okay, understood. But you're also.
Because it's like a tennis racket on your foot.
Yeah. But like, I don't think I have it in me to go snowshoeing.
Yeah, because you had to walk unless you're in heavy snow, you're going to look like an idiot.
Well, I mean, I think that's when you put them on. You find the snow and then you put the
But you know, old men, they'll just wear them, right? They'll wear them into Wegmans. You'll see them at Lowe's.
I spent $40 on these. Yeah. I'm getting my money's worth.
It's like those dicks that ride those, you know, those 10-speed bikes with those fancy shoes, but they don't take them off. They can walk into the coffee shop or over here with them.
Every ice cream shop you go in the summertime, there'll be some guy, you can clearly see his genitals through his shorts, and he's got clicky shoes on.
And you know who that is?
Who's that?
Your boy Catalana.
Yeah.
He's big 10-speed bike guy.
You know what's funny, though?
What?
Like, as we sit here and talk about not wanting to be judged with the Nordic ski or Nordic walking or the snowshoeing.
Well, most exercise is embarrassing to look at.
And that's just it. Like, everything you do physically looks silly. Like, like just jogging or riding a bike, most of us look silly. Pickleball looks stupid as hell. Mm-hmm. Any kind of aerobics class you do, 95% of people doing yoga look like complete idiots. So why are we so self-conscious about Nordic walking?
I don't know. I don't know, because it's that stick element.
Okay.
And also, if you're doing yoga or you're doing one of those types of activities, you're probably in a class where everybody else is doing the same thing.
So there's strength in numbers.
Strength in numbers. I mean, unless you are part of a Nordic walking group.
Which is even sadder.
You found other
Nordicers.
There's got to be a Nordic walking club in Rochester.
Probably.
Of course, and they got to be sad as hell.
Bro, but they're healthy.
But what are you getting out of it,
life?
Man?
Life?
I get, but you could just do it. By the way, you could do it on your own.
Again, no, because we just said strength in numbers.
I got my pole pals. We're walking. I got my pole pal gals. And, they all have like matching like cute little saying T-shirts.
I picture this is more of a guy activity, and I don't know why.
Oh, I thought this is a female activity.
Really?
Every time in where I live, it's usually little old ladies.
Oh.
I will say, it does seem to me the older, when it comes to people that have no shame working out, older women seem to be the ones, they will do whatever they are told.
Oh, yeah, they'll
that's
like
why they go long.
What I call the utility belt for running and jogging. Like, there
is
a whole
with the little water bottles.
Group of women that run, like, close to where I live. I mean, there's got to be, like, 50 of them, and they all have, like, every item of running gear you can possibly
have. But
they
look like they're ready for D-Day.
No, but I mean, like, when it comes to, like, the most embarrassing stuff, you will see only women doing it. For example, like, water aerobics at the Y. Mm. Like, there's only one man I've ever met in my entire life that I know did water aerobics at the YMCA.
Oh, who's that?
Yes. Yes.
Yes what?
Yes.
Yes what?
Yes, I did it.
Okay.
Was the only man in the
class. Did you do it because somebody made you do it, or did you do it?
No, they said it was good for your back, so I went to the Y.
And it's good for you.
Yes, it was good.
You should do it more.
I did it for like a year.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
No, oh, it wasn't a one and done.
No, he's one of the best water aerobicser at that Y in that time period. So you won't walk with sticks, but you'll be the only man in water aerobics.
For this reason. It gets brought up 10 years later.
Oh, no. My butt hurts.
No, my butt felt great after I did it. Very clean.
All right, let's take a break. We all have...
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about UnitedHealthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At UnitedHealthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for UnitedHealthcare. I'm committed to care.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves. Shh, listen.
Hey, guys.
That's the sound of a multi-level marketing pitch.
This is life-changing, you guys.
Sounds like she wants you to buy lots of essential oils.
They are so essential.
And then have all your friends buy essential oils.
Are you more of a geranium or a lavender fan?
Don't look her in the eyes.
Wow. Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Ways of getting one over at the place we work.
Oh, yeah.
Stealing is what I'm saying. Whether it's time, whether it's merchandise, whether it's a little something to eat.
Yeah.
But the key to pulling stuff off like this without getting caught, it's being around a while.
Oh, yeah.
Figuring out how things work. Having a plan to stay covert and never getting too greedy.
Mm-hmm.
All things, based on the allegations in this story, one person threw completely out the window.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. The story comes to us from Henrietta.
What happened?
BJ's, to be exact.
Oh.
Yeah, you know that spot well. That's right.
Oh, they got good stuff there.
Authorities were called to the store just a few days after the new year.
Mm.
And according to the Monroe County Sheriff's Department, BJ's security had caught an employee stealing.
Okay.
Now, Tommy, you love your BJ's.
Oh, yeah.
And if old meat cutting Tommy was working at BJ's today, what would be the first thing you'd try to take out of that store? You're an employee there. You're meat cutting. What do you got your eye on?
Well, you know, I was a big razor blade guy.
Okay, all right.
Back in the day. So that was my first score was always blades.
Okay.
Because they are a forge, especially now.
They are. They are. All right. Not bad. Not bad. Well, this employee, according to police, had bigger ideas.
Oh.
They wanted cash.
Okay.
So they were going to the tills?
According to authorities, this employee stole $2,610.67 right out of the cash register.
Wow, not even sneaky about it.
$2,610.67 out of the cash
register. So he dumped the whole drawer into a bag.
Now, I don't know if they did
based on the change.
I don't know if they did it all at once. If they were
saying, like, it just sounds like you just took the till and dumped it.
Unless someone were paying cash and they were sticking stuff in their pocket. I don't know. Now, BJ says they have it on video. Oh. And when the sheriffs got there, the employee confessed to the crime.
Mm.
And because it's over $999, this person is being charged with grand larceny.
Ew.
And that is a big deal. Major potential penalties if convicted. They have a court date coming up.
So I'm guessing this guy could or gal could do some time.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible based on what the penalties are if you're convicted and let's take a plea or something.
So you switch name tags, basically.
So I think the first question we need to ask,
yeah,
what are you doing And like, we're not here to be...
Especially nowadays with the cameras and the security. I mean, that didn't exist when I was doing this stuff. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you. But like, even in your day taking cash out of the register, right? Like, we're not here in the break room to be all virtuous and judge you for stealing. You've heard our story.
Oh, yeah.
Right? All of us have taken something from our jobs either now or in the past.
Yeah.
But A, to take straight cash straight out of the register is a suicide mission. Mm-hmm. You're going to get caught. Like you said, if the cameras don't get you, an uneven drawer will.
Yeah, that's going to come up way short.
And B, to allegedly take over $2,500. Yeah. You didn't think no one was going to notice?
Yeah.
$2,500. I mean, anybody that's worked in retail, if your drawer's off $5, it's a big deal.
Yeah. Unless it was just over such a long period of time.
But how long could it be, Kimmy, where... If you're taking $1 a day over 2,500 days, seriously, that would be the only way you'd be able to pull it off. Yeah. And even if your drawer was off $1 for a week straight, that would raise red flag.
Yeah. It does.
Right?
Because they count those tills every day.
Right. Thank you. You take the green, you put it in the till, you count the till. Mm-hmm.
And then you hand it to the man.
You got it. There's the thing. There are two potential explanations if the allegations are true.
What motivated them?
Yes, that I will accept.
All right.
One, that this person has worked there for years, and they thought they had it figured out, which in hindsight, you didn't. Or two, this person just started working there.
I had no idea how it works.
Exactly. They were so dumb that they just decided, oh, I can pull this off. And even though his excuses, Tommy, aren't great, but it makes things a little more logical.
But you also had access to those tills when nobody was around.
Unless they were doing it right as people were like walking through.
Yeah, all right, so you're running a register and you're pulling cash as you're checking people out. Yeah.
Maybe you took from it once and nobody said anything to you.
Could be.
You know what I mean? So you're like, oh, they must not notice, so you continued until...
Because usually when I hear stuff like that, I always think it's somebody that does the bookkeeping.
Yeah, no,
because they settle the tills at night when there's nobody around later in the evening.
But that's how you get away with it, because you can write down different numbers.
But back then, but if there's cameras all over the place, they're watching you, man. Right?
Yeah. No, you're not wrong.
The one place you're going to have cameras are on those tills and on those registers, because that's where the money is.
But this ain't the Riviera, man. It's not like a county. Nobody's watching all of that film all the time.
Probably not.
That's why
probably
we see so many mom vics get caught cooking books and taking money and putting it in their pocket.
Yeah.
252 WCMF. We're talking about this story coming from the BJ's in Henrietta. Just after the first of the year, an employee there was arrested after police say they took $2,600. Try this again. $2,600, 10 cents, and 67 cents right out of the cash register. They've been charged with grand larceny. They have a court date coming up. 252 WCMF. How long does the average person have to work at a job before they feel comfortable stealing?
Oh.
And we're not talking straight cash, homie, because that gets caught every time. Mm. We're talking products, stealing time. Mm. We're talking a munchie over here, a perk over there you're not entitled to, somehow finds their way into your possession.
I have a number in my head.
What's your number?
90 days.
That's short?
Yep. 90 days, once you're there, you're kind of in. People know you now. You've settled into a routine. They've all seen your routine. I think about 90 days.
Kimmy, would you agree?
No, I think it's got to be longer than that, because I think you have to get to the point where you're no longer the new person. So I would think like at least 6 months to a year before, like, you're comfortable enough
you're
to be
money.
Like, I'm no longer the new guy.
I had 6 months in my head. I'm with you on that. Yeah. No, she's right. If you're the FNG, you're the suspicious one.
Mm.
If all of a sudden you show up and stuff starts going sideways, it's going to be you.
You need some more people to come in to distract, I guess, to put eyes on other people.
You also have to know who you can trust. Mm. And I don't think 90 days gives you enough time to figure out who.
90 days? I don't know, man. If you're working with people every day, like, it's the same crew. You'll get to know them pretty quick.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean,
but
the crew
you'll
I work
get to
with,
know
man.
Them, but are you at the point where you have a relationship that you don't think that guy's going to say anything?
I always feel like that you just kind of blended in after a while.
Yeah, but you also worked with giant scumbags.
They
the
taught you all the bad things.
Southern scumbags. The scummiest.
Southern scum gonna scum your ass. No, I don't know, man. Like, I would not feel comfortable at 90 days taking something that I was not entitled to.
Yeah, I mean, when I was a little kid working there, I was pretty straight.
Okay.
Except for the drinking on the job.
Yeah.
Which was encouraged by my department heads. I didn't really start stealing until I realized, oh, I'm going to be doing this for the rest of my life and it sucks. Like, when that settled in.
You bring up an interesting point. Mm. When that hopelessness at the job kicks in.
Yeah, that's when the stealing started.
Okay, but that ain't going to be within 90 days. You're not, I mean.
No, but I'm don't forget, I started working at that company when I was 15.
Understand.
But like, if I walked in there fresh as like a 25-year-old guy.
Yeah,
that would, when I realized this is it.
All right.
I might start lifting pretty quick.
I'm going to disagree with you, and here's why. Even if you end up in a job that is not something you dreamed of doing.
Right.
Something working in retail. Mm. Like, let's use a
guess. It's a grind. Yeah.
Okay. There is still that hope for at least the first couple of months that this could lead to something great.
Okay.
Right? Either I'm going to get promoted.
You buy into the company job.
Yeah. I mean,
the owner of this company started out with nothing. It goes into an empire.
I think you hit it on the head. It's when that hopelessness kicks in is when you start to...
And you see things aren't going to change.
So I guess everybody's hope runs out at a different time.
Yeah, okay, maybe that's it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because, like, here's the thing. Like, you also have the bad habit of, you know, looking around at the people you work with and knowing the ones who are taking things and thinking, well, the reason they do that is because they don't work as hard as I do. Or they know that they're not going to get as far as I will. I got spunk. Mm-hmm. Gumption, in other words, I don't understand.
I'm a go-getter.
That's right.
Company man.
Yes.
Where I see myself in 5 years.
I wash my shirt with my name on it. Unlike Steve, I could see the stain on your shirt. So can the customers. 252 WCMF. Is it on you to show new employees how to steal?
Every time I've ever dealt with somebody stealing from, it was always... Like, I wouldn't feel comfortable taking something unless, like, the person that kind of showed me the ropes took something. Like, okay. I don't think taking something from work ever happened, like, without somebody showing me first.
Okay, now, I get that. I get that. What I'm asking is, like, you know, if you show someone else how to do something that you figured out illegal, you've now created someone that can bury you if either A, they get caught, or B, your relationship goes south.
Yeah.
So there's a risk there. I mean, two, you can't trust that they're the same scumbag you are. It takes a little while.
Okay.
If it's a goody two-shoes who goes, this is wrong, I have a moral objection to this, that could also bury you. And you're not only looking at getting fired, you could be looking at charges.
But sometimes the boundaries are kind of blurred.
Give me an example.
So when I first started working in the meat department as a kid, so one of the things they had you do was stock the lunch meat, the bologna, the hang all the stuff, all that crap, the pickles and all this crap. So they all had dates on it back then, obviously, you know, the expiration dates, but it was like stamped on there.
All right.
So the first thing they taught me how to do was how to take a Q-tip and Aquanet hairspray, spray the Q-tip, and rub it on the date so it disappears.
Oh, wait, on the lunch meat?
Yes, and then leave it up there.
Oh, my God.
That was a company policy?
That wasn't a company policy. It was a department head. The guy that ran the meat department showed me how to do it.
Okay.
Because you know, he was selling out-of-date meat.
Oh, my God.
But he goes, yeah, it's all full of chemicals. It ain't going to kill nobody. So was my job. Saturday morning early, obviously, before there's no customers in the place, he would send me out there with that, and my job was to go through all the lunch meat, anything that was close to being out of date, put it on top, rub it out so we get full price on it. So in my head,
so
I'm going...
You could have killed somebody without knowing it.
But
he absolutely killed somebody without knowing it.
Especially then.
But my point was, this guy was crooked.
Okay.
And he was doing it, so like in my head, I'm going, oh, this guy is a piece of crap. But he's doing it, and the store manager knows he's doing it.
Okay.
So, like, everybody's in on this. So, my point, I guess my bigger point was, when you start seeing these guys pulling moves to, like, pad their own books or pockets, you start going, oh, okay, this is how it works.
No, I mean, you do bring up a great point. Like, you know,
he's a superior. Man, I'm 15. This guy's 30 years old.
Right.
No, you're right. And, like, business owners that are willing to pay people under the table, right? Like, not
pull moves.
Not record overtime. Like, you're right. Like, if you're going to be immoral, how do you get upset when I do something to you?
But they're going, well, you know, it's helping the company's bottom line.
Sure. Right?
So they justify it, even though to your point, somebody's eaten tainted bologna.
tainted bologna.
And like you said, if that's your first introduction into
adulthood.
Into a workplace, well, I guess this is just how it goes.
I was also drinking. Like, they had a bottle, and they would put it in my coffee while I was working a meat grinder at 15. Standing on a stool because it was too short to, like, reach into the thing.
Well, that was until you were, like, 40, right?
Yes.
You know, I will say this.
Mm.
You know, showing your new coworker the ropes of...
how it works.
Yeah, cutting the corners, stealing from the company, getting free things. It is a great bonding exercise if you two are on the same page.
Right.
Right? Like, to Kimmy's point, we all have fond memories of that person who showed us how to put something in our pocket we weren't entitled.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. Like, the trust, especially now.
Yeah.
Especially now, you would have to have in that new person. Maybe people aren't doing this like they used to. Just because
I don't see how you can.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because there's just too many eyes out there now.
And a lot of people talk. Like, you know, back in the day, people would run their mouths. It would be a rumor you heard here, there, or everything. I mean, some shows up on social media. I mean, hell, there are videos that have shut down entire restaurants of guys fooling around in the back. Remember that KFC, was it KFC where they were taking baths in the tub? You remember that? Not great.
No.
But it would have been a hell of a fun time if you were working back there as a kid.
Yeah.
All right. So the moral of the story is, if you're going to steal, be smart about it.
Yeah, use your head.
Yeah, I'm not going to.
And don't steal.
Yeah, that. But again, I'm not your mom. Who am I? I'm not going to tell you that. Whatever. You got your own morals.
Yes.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves. Shh, listen.
Hey, guys.
That's the sound of a multi-level marketing pitch.
This is life-changing, you guys.
Sounds like she wants you to buy lots of essential oils.
They are so essential.
And then have all your friends buy essential oils.
Are you more of a geranium or a lavender fan?
Don't look her in the eyes.
Wow. Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
You read labels on your food because what's in it matters. Dirty Labs brings that same thinking to your dishes. In other words, what touches your food matters too. Dirty Labs is proving that cleaning doesn't have to be so dirty. So they created a dishwasher detergent designed to deliver conventional levels of clean without the toxic chemicals or residue. Because the plates and forks your family eats from deserve the same care as the food you put on them. Fall in love, or it's free, at DirtyLabs.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary, and with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at Ring.com.